To give us a bigger picture on what's going on with wage work in Michigan, we turn now to Patrick Cooney. He's the Assistant Director of the Detroit Partnership on Economic Mobility. It's part of Poverty Solutions at the University of Michigan. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
How would you describe the labor market at this point?
In a word, I think that most economists would say that it's, you know, a little bit confusing right now. So what we see is we have a large number of unemployed workers in the country who want work. There's also a record number of job openings based on a Bureau of Labor Statistics report in March. You have a lot of openings and you have a lot of unemployed workers. But one thing that we're sort of seeing is there's some kind of natural frictions that are taking place as millions of workers, you know, come back to work, where a lot of those jobs kind of aren't getting filled. So the employment numbers, you know, in the April report weren't rising as fast as many economists thought they would. So there's a number of reasons for that, but that's basically kind of where we're at right now.
So, like you say, there might be a couple of different factors why people become veiled within assessments of the labor market. Maybe they're not looking for work. Maybe they stopped looking for work. Maybe they're just scared about health conditions going forward or leery of vaccines still. What is your take on this? Where are all the workers right now?
Yeah, so, you know, I think there's a couple of things here. One is like I was saying, I think there's some sort of natural frictions that kind of take place when you're bringing millions of workers back to work. So, part of this just takes time for labor supply to catch up with demand. You know, it's not sort of like just flipping on a light, you know, and what we see is that, you know, workers are starting to come back. So you see a lot of openings in leisure and hospitality. And I think that's the area, you know, in food service and hotels. And this is the area where I think a lot of people are saying, you know, we need workers. And while there are a lot of openings in those fields, there were also a lot of hires. Those leisure and hospitality led the way in the April jobs report. So the workers, they are coming back. But, you know, there is also evidence that perhaps aided by expanded unemployment insurance, a large share of people, you know, are reassessing their line of work during the pandemic. So people initially out of work were afforded a bit more breathing room through unemployment insurance, and they may be reassessing their jobs, looking for other professions, perhaps retraining. And all those types of things are net good things for the economy and good for individual workers as they pursue a pathway towards economic mobility. So it is, you know, it is quite complex.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you're aware of the debate within state political circles about unemployment benefits, both state and federal, that have been available to Michiganders during the pandemic. Do you feel like we can assess the degree to which they helped people get through this and the degree to which they might have provided an incentive for people who were reticent about returning to work?
So, yeah, you know, we've actually done a number of studies that have looked at the impact of government relief during the pandemic. And this includes, stimulus checks or often sometimes called economic impact payments and expanded unemployment insurance. And what you see when you look at the data is throughout the pandemic, hardship has risen when there's a lull in government relief. So in the late fall and winter of 2020, you see hardship rise. In December, we passed one federal relief package. And then in March, there was the American Rescue Plan Act passed. And we just published a report on this. And if you look at that data, after passage of those two bills, you see hardship drop considerably. So when I say hardship, I'm talking about people having enough to eat over the past week, being able to pay their household bills, and the extent to which they're experiencing adverse mental health symptoms. So you see that these relief efforts have a huge impact on households. And in terms of the extent to which unemployment insurance might be kind of dampening labor force participation, I think by and large, you need more data on this to understand the role that this is playing. There's a lot of kind of complex factors going on here. One essential kind of data point here is that in the leisure and hospitality industries, there there's a lot of people who are talking about a labor shortage right now. There's a lot of reports of a labor shortage back in 2019 when the economy was surging. And the solution to labor shortages in certain industries is to raise wages. And
right.
in many low wage occupations in the United States, wages have been sluggish for years and years. So if unemployment insurance and federal relief benefits are helping to sort of stack the odds in the favor of workers and giving them a little bit more bargaining power, that may be a net good thing.
Are we ready to say at this point that the economic recovery is due to these benefits?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's another piece that I think a lot of people forget when you hear about, you know, some states pulling back on unemployment insurance, is that the economic recovery is due, you know, in large part to expanded unemployment insurance. So what you see in the data is consumer spending after an initial drop very early in the pandemic basically comes right back up to where it was prior to the pandemic. And this was at a time of mass unemployment. So the unemployment insurance and the stimulus checks helped to keep, you know, the economy going, which sets us up for a strong recovery and kind of where we're at now, where we do have a lot of employers looking to hire and we do have a lot of job openings. And so that's a great thing. So yes, the sort of recovery seems to be, you know, we seem to be in a good place because of the extent to which workers got assistance from the federal government.
So, Patrick, there are a couple of major restaurant chains across the country that announced they are raising wages. I mean, this is just happening to try to get people to come back as they finally move toward a full reopening. You've talked about workers' bargaining power at this point. Even President Biden talked about it recently. What's going on here?
Yeah, so I think we'll see with the sort of next jobs report the extent to which hiring increases in those industries and you know, and the extent to which workers respond to higher wages or higher wage offers. You know, it's again, in the past two jobs reports, leisure and hospitality work has been the sort of leader in new employment, and my guess is that trend will continue. But you know, the Biden administration has been pretty clear about the idea that the relief package and the shape of our economic recovery and the extent to which workers are given a little bit more bargaining power perhaps is sort of a design feature of the recovery, not a flaw. So because wages have been so low for so long, if we do see wage growth in some of these low wage industries, you know, that would be a great thing. You know, overwhelmingly, what we see in surveys is that people want to get back to work. Unemployment insurance is it's an uncertain thing. And the current set of benefits is set to expire at the end of August. You know, people want good, sustainable jobs. So to the extent that this helps to move more employers to provide higher wage work with good hours, you know, that would be a great thing for a lot of workers.
Patrick, we have just about a minute left. Do you have any hot takes about what the May jobs report might bring us or anything that you would say to employers and workers at this time?
Yeah, no, that's I do not play the game of
the predictions
forecasting,
game.
The forecasting the jobs report is a little bit above my pay grade. But I will say that, you know, a lot of economists right now, what you hear is that just that they're urging patience. You know, what you hear a lot is, you know, people who tell you that they know what's going on in the economy probably are lying, because we just need more data at this point. It's been an abnormal recession and a bit of an abnormal recovery. And so I think we will, you know, the next couple of jobs report will tell us quite a bit. And for now, I think it is, you know, urging patience and making sure that we don't pull, you know, the rug out from workers and making sure that they are supported as we recover from this, you know, pandemic-induced recession over the next couple months.
Patrick Cooney of the Detroit Partnership for Economic Mobility, part of Poverty Solutions at the University of Michigan. Patrick, thank you so much for your thoughts.
Thanks, April.